looks, throws, ends up.
Yes! Caught! Touchdown to Kurt Myers! They did it! Amon-Ra St. Brown, the receiving end!
Sends one to deep left center field. Back it goes, and that ball's out of here! A grand slam from Miguel Cabrera! He's got two goals! Larkin, in on goal! Scores! His first career hat trick in his seventh season for Dylan Larkin!
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Good feel good Friday morning to you. It is the 12th day of August 2022. Welcome to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Andy Shambo, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, we say good morning to you. We welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And of course, we encourage you. Join the program at any time. Text the keyword sports radio. Send that to 21,000. Sports radio to 21,000. Call us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. You can tweet at us at XB Mornings. You can Facebook us, X's and Bros. You can hit us up in our fan feedback email inbox, xbmornings@gmail.com, or find us online at Michigan Sports Network. .com. Danica Halen is a Dan in the studio. Andy Shambo is at asham_13. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you. How are we? How's life? How are things this morning on a Friday? We made it. The weekend is officially here.
I mean, not only that, football is officially here, Anthony.
Oh, my.
In the city of Detroit, they are playing a fake professional football game today.
It's not fake.
A football game that doesn't count.
Now, that is true. It does not count. Towards your record, it doesn't count. But these snaps very much count for the guys out there taking the field. I mean, this is big. Did you watch the Tennessee-Baltimore game? Did you see that last night? Oh.
I did not. I was watching Field of Dreams game. I saw some of the Patriots preseason game. I was flipping between the Patriots, Giants, the Little League World Series, and Field of Dreams.
Yeah, Field of Dreams, Cincinnati versus Chicago. I mean, not really
unappealing.
Yeah, very unappealing, to be honest with you, Andy.
Those uniforms were beautiful.
Yeah, the uniforms are great.
There wasn't anything
stink
like last year's game.
Well,
exactly. Just like the outdoor hockey games. You did it once. It was great. Now you're going to do it every year.
They are skipping next year because of construction in the area. So there won't be one next year. So that kind of helps.
Construction in the area. It's a cornfield.
I know. Maybe they're making more stands or something.
They're going to ruin it. They have to. Big business will ruin that. You only needed to do it once every 50 years.
Just wait. Soon, the corn stalks, they're going to be individually sponsored, too.
little signs poking out of them.
And we have eight Field of Dreams games per season. Just like an outdoor series. We have outdoor games here, outdoor games there. Just like in the NHL, we'll take something really cool and we'll punt it into orbit.
Well, I think instead of that, they're doing an overseas game. What, a London game next year? Mets and somebody are going overseas. I believe in playing in London.
Do people in London even follow American baseball? What is our league's obsessions with England? And why MLB? Like, they play cricket. They play rugby. They do like American football. They do like that. They do like basketball. They have hockey.
The only countries I could see baseball working out is in South America. It probably wouldn't work over in, like, Japan or Korea because they've already got their professional leagues. But, like, London makes no sense. No sense. Soccer is the only one that would make sense to me.
Like, maybe they could go play American baseball in South Africa. That's how that sounds to me. Like, that would go over well. That's a cricket country. Like, India. Do you think India would be... Dude, nobody... Like, I don't know. It's... Everybody saw the NFL and how it expanded. Like, the NBA goes to China and plays. Why? Because the Chinese... I don't think we'll go and do that anymore. I think that's about kaput at this point. But, you know, the NBA goes to China because China's got a lot of money invested in the NBA. They like the NBA, right? And Major League Baseball's like, well, what can we do? Let's have a Field of Dreams game. Make it awesome. Let's do that. Yes. Now let's spoil it by doing it every year and ruining it by throwing out the Cincinnati Reds. The Reds. Come on. Uniforms? Awesome. Great uniforms. Team, hot flaming garbage. Get them off the television. That's how I feel about that. If you really want
to. And that's exactly how everybody feels on Thanksgiving Day.
What's that?
Get that garbage team off the field on national television.
Well, if the Cincinnati Reds played in a field
exactly
of
what you just
every
said.
Year for 80 years, if they had some sort
the
of
the Reds are one of the most historic franchises in the league.
If they played the game at Field of Dreams
the last 20 years,
every year over the last 60 years, then they can keep the game. But because Detroit has done this every year for the last 234 years, Columbus got here. He's like, let's play football. And we're like, well, we have the Detroit Lions. They're going to play at noon. And that's what we do.
Fort Wayne
Everybody Lions else, they can shove it. We just got to give the Bills a good game this year. We got to get to that game. You know, I'm so tired. We get the Lions on the TV. You people have you got nothing to do with it. You have no tradition to do with it. None. You have no stake in the game whatsoever. None. So you could pipe down with your fake franchises, Tennessee. Get out of here. Jacksonville. Even though I work down there, it's fine. It's completely fine. We got a lot of deadline news. I don't even know why I'm so fired up about the Field of Dreams game. I didn't even watch it. Like, I saw it on television, and I was like, oh, okay, all right, back to football. That's the other thing. Like, how are you going to have that on a preseason football night? I guess, like, one of them is accessible.
What?
I would love to know.
I feel like that should be, like, a Saturday game early August right before, like, the NFL kicks off. But Thursday night, that's kind of odd.
Thursday night when there is football on TV just it doesn't feel like it sets up well. It just doesn't feel like it sets up well there. Especially when you had some heavy hitters like the Patriots on. Ooh.
Oh boy, with their local broadcast. They had like their practice squad broadcasters. You probably didn't watch much of it because you were watching the other game, but they literally, it was like a two-camera production.
Jeez.
You didn't see it.
What's that have to do with the broadcaster?
The entire production was like, hey, we got to film this for the, you know, for coach tomorrow. Let's make sure we get some good shots.
Got the sideline and we got all 22 here. These are our options. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Oh, my goodness. All right, coming up in today's program, my conversation with Dan Miller. You'll hear from him, the play-by-play voice of the Detroit Lions. We will have that for you at 6:35. Also, Phil Steele, we good with Uncle Phil?
What's up? Yeah, we are talking to Phil.
All right, excellent. Phil Steele will join us at 8:35, the guru of college football. We'll get into what took place.
I remember... Didn't he have Michigan 60th preseason last year or something?
That was then. This is now.
I know that, but then, you know, everything happened last year. We'll see what he says about him this year.
Right. And this is a year where you overrate them based on their performance last year. I'm just cautiously optimistic. That's all I am. That's all I really know how to be with them. Cautiously optimistic. Like, I'm not going to get up here, pound my chest, and be like, oh, this team's going undefeated. They're going back to the college football playoff. Like, it takes a lot to get there. So just to get there is one thing. To stay there is completely different. Yesterday, don't know if you guys watched, but in the late in the game, there was an absolute circus that broke out at Comerica Park. Yes, that's right. A circus. It was the top of the 10th inning. We'll talk about it next here. Tigers versus the Guardians last night here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge cheer for the incredible Tullymore Golf Resort. Now they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. That's less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. And as the summer winds down, they still have great stay-and-play packages available. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. That's Tullymore TellymoreGolf.com. Don't forget about the fall rates. That will happen after September. You can follow the rate changes at TellymoreGolf.com. And if you live in the West Michigan area or around Mount Pleasant, Midland, Cadillac, wherever, you're close to driving in and playing 18 or 36. You don't have to stay and play, but I do recommend the stay and play packages at TellymoreGolf.com. Still a lot of summer golf remaining. And if you're looking to book a wedding, reception, a special event, they can handle it. Go to TellymoreGolf.com. And real estate is pretty big at Tullymore. See everything you need at TellymoreGolf.com. That's TellymoreGolf.com.
The first inning in any game is unpredictable, but you can place a no-run first inning wager with confidence at BetMGM. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Make a no-run first inning prop bet on any Friday MLB game. If only one run is scored in the first, you'll get your stake back and free bets up to $20. That's right. Simply place a single or parlay no-run first inning bet. No runs in the first, no problem. You win. If only one run is scored, get your wager back and free bets up to $20. Take big swings all season long with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. New and existing customer offer. Opt-in is required. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Share your thoughts all morning long on the Meyer Guest Line. Call 248-951-2176. That's 248-951-2176. Now, back to Danny, Ryan, and AB.
Welcome back here, X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network. Andy Shambo in for Ryan Elke. Danny Cahalan, we're back to a three-man band instead of the two-man band. Tigers game last night. Here's Javi.
Baez drills one deep left field. Back goes Kwan. That ball is gone. Javier Baez gets Detroit on the board. His 11th bomb of the season. That leads the team. And it's 3-1.
Wow. Javi Baez launching one to left field. Almost hit little Caesar himself. If a ball does hit that tarp there in left, they should just do it. Like, if the pizza sound effect doesn't play, then that's a huge miss.
Well, it's got to go in the – there's actually a hole in the mitt.
Yes.
That's – if it goes in there, that's incredible. I don't know what it is.
You get something.
Yeah, it used to be the set of tires or whatever when it was Bell Tire.
Bell Tire.
But, I mean, now that a hot and ready is $5.99, I don't know if they can afford a hot and ready for the person.
Daniel.
How about Javier Baez yesterday, though, extending his MLB – leading errors. He's up to 19 now. Three more than the next closest guy.
How about Javier Baez extending his league leading how many consecutive games with multiple strikeouts to 246?
How about that, Andy?
Huh? Does he really have 200?
No.
Oh, I was going to say it.
You brought a real stat seven. And I brought
facetiousness. He's probably like 100 strikeouts, I would bet.
Oh, I guess he's way over that.
Yeah.
He's just...
He's
fun to watch. Like, he makes incredible plays. And then, you know, one where it's two steps to your left, you know, and a little throw he can't make.
You know, he's kind of like
alcohol. He can make them, but it's the routine plays are in his head right now. Because he goes out there and, you know, makes a sliding stop to his right, you know, the ball's above his head, and he'll make crazy, and then he makes one, like, falling backwards behind his back yesterday. He'll make those, you know, but a routine grounder to end the inning, not happening. All right.
Yeah, he's like alcohol. Javier Baez is just like booze. You know, because you get all excited and you're having a good time, and next thing you know, you're vomiting, right? Like, it's just what happens. It happens. And that's kind of what the Javier Baez experience is like. You can have a great time. You could also have an awful time.
All right, so Javier Baez, let's take our guesses. How many strikeouts he has on the year?
I will say 108.
Anthony?
Say that again.
How many strikeouts does Baez have this year?
I don't know even in the range of how many games he's played. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, the team's 43 and 70, and he's played 90 how many games?
95.
95 games. He probably has he's probably on pace for like a buck and a half average per game. So, I mean, 160.
Lead leaguer, first place is Suarez actually with 152. Baez, I was guessing 120. Dan, you were spot on your first guess. He has 99 strikeouts.
Wow,
99 in 95 games.
That's it.
That's it.
That's actually not too bad.
I mean, that's still pretty bad to strike out.
In comparison to how we were talking about it, like, I mean, I had him at 1.5 per game. That's a lot. You know, 90 games, okay, that's 180 swings. If he was at 2 a game, cut that number down. I said, 150? Like, good God. Come on, Hobby. 51 more. You got this, bro. No, I don't mean to pick on him. It is what it is. Like, did you see the swing and miss in the 10th?
Yeah.
Jeez.
He literally turned around. He swung at the pitch and then turned around and asked the umpire if it was going to be a strike because he had already pulled his head so far by the time the ball was in the zone, he couldn't see it. So he had to ask the umpire. He turned around and said, was that a good pitch? I'm not joking.
I know. I was watching it and I'm like, damn, that's high. And he swung at it. And look, if he connected with it, that thing was gone. Gone. If he connected with it. Which he didn't connect with it. So, like, look, it's kind of what you get. It's been a bad season for him at the dish. You know, the errors in the field that's a little concerning. I think a lot more concerning than the plate appearances because we kind of knew what we were going to get. Like, he wasn't going to be like this, you know, 300 hitter. But there is a little bit of a splash for power. How sad is it? And, you know, he hits the bomb. I'm watching the game. And Shep, you know, we get the call from Shep, and they're talking about it. And he's rounding the bases. And then Dan decides to pull up on the Bally Sports television. Danny Cahalan and pulls up the season leaders for home runs.
Oh, my gosh.
It's sad, man. 11 home runs is your team leader. Followed up by 10, 9, 9, and 6 from a guy who's in Toledo.
That's Baez is going to end up making $1 million per home run this year. That's pretty bad. As their number one home run hitter.
And then Miggy comes. Miggy walks out. They intentionally walk him. He trots 90 feet to first. Then they have somebody pinch run for him. Like,
well, he didn't. If you go back and watch the replay, there's probably no replay of it. But he turned around and waved to the dugout like, I don't want a runner, because he wanted to be out there when, you know, if Eric Haas was going to hit the grand slam to end the game, he wanted to be out there for it.
Yeah, and then Cody Clemens like, I got you, bro. They're sending me. I'll go out there to first and run around. I thought for sure Cleveland was melting at that point. I was like, oh, my, look at this meltdown. Cabrera at the dish, and then they walked them. And I'm like, all right. Then De Los Santos came in, and Eric Haas grounded into the fielder's choice, and Willie Castro did score there. Clemens was out at second. Scope had moved to third. And then Riley Green came in and struck out swinging. So it was a tough game. Cleveland now has the series lead, by the way. 8-7 with 4 games remaining in their 19-game season series. I did see.
By the way, the Tigers had won 5 straight at home against Cleveland coming into this one.
Yikes. Yeah, and they're 0-6 since the sweep graphic. my buddy Cliff made sure. Ooh,
I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna look up those. I bet those numbers are just. What do they have? They probably have 6 wins since that streak. Would you bet? Maybe 6.
I mean, yeah, oof. They're 1-7 right now.
Bad. Very, very bad. Very bad. The last time they played the Guardians in that streak, the final score is what? 8-2 back in, you know, first week of July. So rough. Terry's Tigers update breaking it down. The Tigers lost yesterday. Gives them a projected season-ending record of 61.6 wins and 100.4 losses. What the heck? Just call it 61-101. Bonus stat, strikeouts in Thursday's loss. Cleveland 2, Detroit 14. Goodness gracious. Oh, man, you're not going to – look, folks. You're not going to strike out with our friends over at Tullymore Golf Resort. You're just not. Call Matt Golden right now. Hey, the weekends, they're coming up quick. See, just like this. Boom, we got a weekend on the horizon. Did you book your stay and play at Tullymore? No. Now, what are you doing with your life? Tullymore Golf Resort, Canadian Lakes, offering not one but 2 championship courses, Tullymore and St. Ives. Located about an hour north of Grand Rapids, 30 minutes west of Mount Pleasant, it's up north golf without the drive and the lodging to be able to cater to you, your partner, your foursome, up to 400 of your closest friends and family. Tullymore not only features top-of-the-line golf, but also top-of-the-line accommodations and the perfect space for your wedding event, reception, or group outing. TullymoreGolf.com, TullymoreGolf.com. Call 1-800-972-4837, 1-800-972-4837. Book your stay and play at Tullymore today. When we return, getting ready for our preseason kickoff with the voice of the Lions, Dan Miller. Our conversation next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. If you think you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Coming right at you. The excitement you've been waiting for. Eagle Casino and Sports. The mobile casino made in Michigan, made for Michigan. Play slots and table games with live dealers at one exciting site. PlayEagle.com. Sign up today and get a match deposit up to $1,500. That's right, up to $1,500 plus 100 free spins. Eagle Casino and Sports. Go to PlayEagle.com and start winning today. Must be 21 or older and in Michigan to play.
This is X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
First victory of the year on the line. Goff's got it. Back, looks, throws, and scores. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. They did it. Amon-Ra St. Brown in the receiving end.
It is glorious. It is beautiful, and I cannot wait to hear it tomorrow night inside Ford Field. Welcome back to the Huge Show here on the Michigan Sports Network. That's Brett Hayes. I'm Anthony Bellino filling in for the huge one, Bill Simonton. Join us on the horn right now from Fox 2 and the play-by-play voice of the Detroit Lions, our good friend Dan Miller. Find him on Twitter at Dan Miller Fox 2. Mr. Miller, my friend. Oh, it's so great to hear that voice. How are you, partner?
I'm good, man. That's quite the intro, Anthony. How you doing?
I don't know how to contain myself. I can't. You know how I am, Mr. Miller. You know how I am. And I watched the first episode of Hard Knocks, and I'm over here, like, breaking a sweat. I don't know whether to, like, go hit something or, you know, start drinking, to be honest with you. I'm not really sure. I don't know how to contain myself at this point.
You can do both. Sometimes one does lead to the other.
That's wisdom, folks. That's what we call that wisdom. Your first impressions of the first episode of Hard Knocks.
I mean, it was fun, and, you know, it's kind of what you expected. It's a lot of, you know, we were all waiting to see the Billie Jean thing. It lived up to all the hype. It was terrific. I think, in particular, you know, Hutch was great, and I think what really resonated with people was seeing the whole team kind of jump in there at the end and everybody in that room kind of together. That's what I really liked, and just that was an awesome moment. And then, look, coach is coach. I mean, you've been around him. We've all seen this. This is nothing new. That's exactly who he is. Maybe some people haven't seen a lot of him, but that's who he is. He never changes. He doesn't. I've told people, I've been in this business for more than 40 years. There's very few people that I've been around that are the same on the podium as they are if you're having a beer, as they are if you're off talking to him in the corner about something else. He's steady. I think that's what works with players. I mean, if you've been to a Lions practice, you know Deuce is Deuce, AG is AG, Pleasant, Aubrey is Aubrey. I mean, everything just kind of represented what we've seen. I think it's a good table setter. I think the cool thing and the thing I've been excited about with the series, because having watched in the past, is now they're going to start to develop the stories, the guys fighting for roster spots, the backstories for some of these players. And, you know, they're really, the show will really spread its wings from here. I think that was kind of just an appetizer, and you're going to see a lot of really cool inside things as we go forward.
You know, you touched on something right there. I want to kind of circle back to is that, you know, the guys fighting for roster spots. You know, Dan, I get a lot of the comments about, you know, oh, it's preseason. And what I try to convey to the audience is that, yes, it might be preseason, sure. But, you know, and for the guys on a two deep, it's a good chance for them to get reps. But for guys 54 through 90 on a roster, you are having very, very limited time left in order to make it. As some sort of impression on this coaching staff to be able to continue to live your dream of playing professional football in the NFL. Every snap matters. And so when we look at it from that perspective, how do you go about preparing for a preseason game when you know that, hey, there's going to be a lot of guys out there, like, you know, it's 90 guys. That's a lot of guys to know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think you just try to take into account what each one is involved in right now. And, you know, is, you know, the linebackers, there's obviously a battle right now to start next to Alex Anzalone. There's a battle in the back end of the receiver position to make the team. So there's battles for playing time, and then there's battles for guys that are trying to make the team. And to your point, yeah, it's 54 through 90, but it's guys trying to be 44 through 53. And trying to make those rosters. Look, I get it, man. I've been there where you get hyped up to watch a preseason game, and by the time the second quarter rolls around, you're like, all right, I can kind of put it on background or something like that. But you're exactly right. For a lot of guys, these snaps will dictate whether or not they get a check to play pro football this year. I mean, it's not overstating it. This is the next step up. These guys come to OTAs, that's one thing. You go to camp, that's another thing. You put on pads, that's another thing. Now you've got to go out and prove whether or not you can do it against another team. And it's, you know, been talked about by Dan Campbell and the other coaches this week. There are some guys, and you can just generalize it and go year by year because it happens every year. There are some guys that look great to this point, and then they just disappear when you play another team. And then there are guys that maybe have just flown below the radar, and they blow up when you play another team. There's so many different stories. I mean, you know, just take Malcolm Rodriguez. I mean, this guy's been shooting up the charts Now he's got a chance to do it against another team, and he's got a legit chance to get snaps this year. Second team, first team, whatever it is, I won't put any limits on it, but it's a big night for him. You know, it's a big night for a lot of guys that are locked in battles right now. Okuda and Harris fighting for a starting spot. You know, I just think there's a lot to look at in this game that'll dictate, you know, what goes on with that roster.
So how do you, Dan Miller, as the play-by-play voice of the Lions, how do you prep for this game?
I think you just, you, as you're putting your notes together and your depth chart together, you're trying to figure out how each of these guys play into the story. And here's the thing about a game always becomes a story itself. And, you know, all the lead up that you do and the preparation that you do and the numbers you put together and things like that, they're good. But the one thing you learn after a while is oftentimes they take a backseat to what actually unfolds in front of you. I mean, how do you predict last year that a guy like Craig Reynolds is going to do what he did, or that, you know, any player is going to blow up or, you know, not have things go their way? So you prepare, you look, you try to figure out who's got something on the line and what the story with each guy is. But when all is said and done, that game is going to present a story in and of itself, and it's your job to convey that and then relate it back to whatever you thought about player X, Y, or Z going into the game.
Dan Miller joining us right now, play-by-play voice of the Detroit Lions. Find him on your televisions. They're on Fox 2. And find him on Twitter, too, but don't take it too seriously. At Dan Miller, Fox 2. He's going to tell you. He's going to instruct you right there. Don't take it too seriously. Dan, when you look at this, because preseason, you never know kind of who you're going to get and what you're going to get and what the strategy is going to be now. 17-game regular season, take away one preseason game. That changes everybody's calendar as we're still kind of getting used to the new the format, if you will. And from a coaching staff perspective, now you're looking at, okay, who are our ones? How many snaps do we want to give them? You know, what are we looking at as far as what's important from, you know, chemistry, snap count, things of that nature versus, hey, we need to see some other guys do some other things plus protect from injury and try to mitigate that circumstance. So what do you know? What can you tell us about who not to expect tomorrow night?
Well, I think the guys that haven't been practicing, I think, are the first guys that you look at. You know, Levi Onwuzurike hasn't been practicing. The guys that we have seen that have, you know, little nicks right now that are out. Josh Johnson has been out, one of the depth receivers. I think there's a couple guys that have been question marks. Hawk got a little bit nicked up. We'll see whether or not he plays. Trying to think of who else has been out recently. I think there's a couple more, but they may be game time decisions. Pascal obviously hasn't practiced at all. We won't see him. You know, Okwara hasn't practiced, so we haven't seen him. I think I mentioned Levi. Levi's been out. We won't see him. So I think those are the main ones. I think, you know, you're the guys that have been practicing and we've seen out there this week, they're going to be ready to go. And, you know, thankfully there haven't been any major injuries to this point. But, you know, at the same time, guys miss time. Like Levi Onwuzurike missing time right now is significant. He needs this training camp. They're expecting him to take a big step up this year. And, you know, he missed some time last year. And when he showed up, he wasn't himself. He was still coming off an injury and never really got to the point where he could be himself. Now he's out again. I think that hurts him. Look, he's still a part of this team and he's going to be on this team. But, man, I was really looking forward to see him, you know, continue to take steps this preseason. Hopefully he'll get back out there as soon as he's ready. So it's for young players, this is a big night to, you know, show that you can handle this next step and facing another team. And I think if you're not able to do that and you're hurt, nothing you do about it. It's part of the game, but it certainly doesn't help in the long run.
How has Jeff Okuda looked to you thus far to this point in camp? I know the coaching staff has talked a lot about, like, look, I mean, the guy He's going into year three and hasn't played a whole lot of NFL football. He's had, you know, years cut short by injury. And I really thought that we were onto something there before he got hurt last year, the exchange and on the sideline. I like that. I like, you know, not only, you know, the do your job aspect, but also everything that they didn't show on all the major, you know, media outlets and in the kind of the tough love that needs to be there, that tough coaching that needs to be there for all young players. What do you make of what you've seen out of Jeff Okuda to this point in camp and where he's at?
I think physically he looks terrific. I think from a football standpoint, he still looks a little rusty to me. We've seen him get beat some in camp, which, look, everybody's going to get beat. But I do think there's plays that he hasn't made so far in camp that ultimately he's going to have to make if he's going to be that number one corner. But, again, I think it's some of that's understandable just because of what Dan Campbell talked about. He hasn't played a lot of football. You know, I think he said the other day, he's 11 months or something from his last game. So, and the last time he actually got out on a football field and had to react to what another team was doing. So I think patience is in order for him. There's a tremendous amount of talent there. I don't know if in the end we're going to see him be able to dip into that and put it on display out on the field, but I know he's going to get an opportunity to do that. I hope he can, because like I said, I truly believe the reasons that he was considered a top 10 pick, I know he went number 3 overall, but consensus, certainly top of the draft, those reasons are still there. It's just a question of if he can put it all together in a football sense. He's put himself in the best possible position physically. He looks fantastic. His speed is where it should be. I think now it's about reaction and playing.
Dan Miller, I was when watching Hard Knocks. It was two passes. They were highlights. There's hundreds of passes being thrown out there, but the two highlights. I mean, I was cursing. I about fell out of my chair. I mean, perfect balls from Jared Goff. And we know that last season, you know, the first half of the season, it took some time, right? Second half of the season, he came out really strong. His passer rating was high. Touchdowns, the picks were high. Team was winning some football games. They were playing competitive. Like, it looked like a completely different offense once Ben Johnson got in the mix a little bit there as well. How has Jared Goff looked to you as far as from a comfort standpoint with this receiving corps? Amon-Ra, St. Brown coming back, obviously, but the addition of DJ Chark giving them a big-time weapon on the outside. We're not going to see Jameson Williams anytime soon, but guys like Josh Reynolds, maybe a Trinity Benson, a Khalil Pimpleton, who's fast. How has he looked from a comfort standpoint? Does he look different at this point in camp this year than he did last year?
Let me say this. You just named a guy that probably people should keep an eye on, and that's Benson. He's battling for a spot at the back end of the receiving core. He looks completely different than he did last year, and obviously he got here late, but never found any traction last year, never in my mind looked comfortable. Looks like a completely different player this year, and he's got to. He's got to be better than he was last year, or he won't make this team. So I think he's a guy to watch on special teams. He'll probably get a chance to return a kick or two, and they're going to try to, you know, unleash his speed over the top, which is the reason he's on this team, is his speed. So that's a guy that's fighting and needs to show some things that you should definitely keep an eye on in this game. Look, Goff, from where he was last year at this time to where he is right now, is night and day. Now, I'll get to playing in a second, but just in terms of being comfortable with the offense, trusting your receivers, actually having receivers that are you know, NFL caliber, because the guys they anticipated to be their starters last year didn't even make it. So I just think he is in a good place right now. I think in practice he has looked better and better. I think there's been a clear upward trajectory in the way that he has practiced and looked. I think he feels great. I think he feels great about the line in front of him, the receivers he's working with, the running backs. Now he's just got to do it. I can't tell you whether or not we're going to come out of this season thinking, all right, done deal, Jared Goff is the guy, but that has to be the goal, because you really can't go into another year not knowing. So I'm probably a little more bullish on Jared than most people. I think they've put him in a great position where he's got all the weapons around him that he can use. He's just got to go out and play now, and he's got to produce. And this offense has to be good. And in my mind, it has to be good from day one, because I think they've got the talent to do that. So I'm excited to see what he does. I figure we'll see him for about a quarter in this game. But, you know, certainly more of,
look at what he's going to do in the regular season and if he can start fast. But look, so much of this game is mental. It's confidence. It's believing in what you're doing. It's not hesitating. It's just playing. And in terms of an ability to do that, night and day this year to last year for Jared Goff, and for good reasons, and reasons we can all see. His offensive line is healthy. His receivers are worlds better than they were. And I think the shock of being traded and dumped by Los Angeles, sent to Detroit in a big deal, and being viewed by a lot of people as just a throw-in. There had to be so much mentally that he had to deal with last year that I think any human being would have had problems with. I don't care if you're an athlete or not. Compound that with the fact that the guy that you were traded for was being called the NFL MVP for the first 6 or 7 weeks of the season. Man, it was a lot to deal with. And I think he's past so much of that now, just ready to play football. And like I said, he's got to be. He's got to produce. That offense has to produce.
You know, I talk about that a lot here, that there is a human element that exists that, you know, we watch it on television. We might go to a couple games. We play our fantasy football. But the day-to-day wear and tear on the human body, and then, as you mentioned, the mental aspect and what Jared Goff went through being traded and to have that team win the Super Bowl. I mean, you know, think about anybody else. You know, you get let go from your job and the guy they replace you with takes him to a Fortune 500 company. You'd be sick to your stomach. Of course, that's how you'd feel. But now try to do it in front of millions of people every single week on national television. It can be a little stressful on that human side. And there are actual people underneath those helmets. Real quick, last one here for you, Dan.
That's where the conversation shifted a little bit into baseball, but we don't have time for all that because we can't get into the Alavila discussion right now because we are up against it in the top of the hour. But big thanks to Dan Miller, Fox 2. Find him on Twitter, at Dan Miller, Fox 2. And another one of those guys that I think that we are blessed and fortunate to have as a voice of one of our teams. We really are. And, you know, he's a masterful broadcaster with a great sound and a great voice. But he's a better person, and he's a kinder human, and I always appreciate seeing Dan Miller. And I did there at the end offer to buy him dinner. I asked him to dinner last night. You know what he said? He said, yeah, he would come up. So all I have to do is get to the press room and just grab a plate.
Hard pass. Oh,
what? You don't want to come to dinner with me and Dan
Miller?
Oh,
tonight. Oh, yeah, tonight? Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what
maybe.
What do you mean hard pass? You wouldn't come to dinner with me?
I was saying that's what he said to dinner.
You think Dan Miller would pass a dinner with me? That's what you're thinking? That's insulting. You got Dan Miller. You got Danny Cahalan. You got Dan Bellino. Get in on the hottest sports action for your shot at cold hard cash with the DraftKings Sportsbook. Bet on all your favorite sports all summer long. Gear up for football season. Lions kicking off tonight. Right now, new customers get risk-free bets up to $1,000. Just make sure your first bet up to $1,000. If it doesn't hit, you'll get another shot to win big. Plus, with same-game parlays, spreads, money lines, over-unders, props. Your betting options feel endless. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use promo code HUGE, promo code H-U-G-E. Make your first deposit and get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Promo code HUGE, only at DraftKings. Hour 2 is next. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here to Axes and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.